What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
An entire generation is more inclined to rent than ever before. In fact, we see that renting, especially in cities, has become a long-term lifestyle for the millennial generation. However, the real estate industry hasn't evolved to cater to this lifestyle, and renters are left with a challenging journey. It's hard to find the right properties, and it's an investment to move into a new apartment with broker fees and security deposits. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Roland Hobbs, co-founder of Stake. Stake creates a better relationship by rewarding renters for staying, growing, and living in the neighborhoods they call home. Stake invests in their residents with return on rent, a monthly rent match that is invested in a real estate index fund. Residents use their returns to save for things they love, and Stake connects a diverse range of properties to make the first rental network. Renters move anywhere in the network, and owners earn more the longer the renters stay. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by Site Comply. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency and grow their portfolios and profits. To find out more, go to incheckapp.com. That's INCHECKAPP.com. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Roland to talk about his background and what in his background helped him to identify the problem he set out to solve with Stake.
I began my career in customer experience and digital, and coming out of something completely unrelated but has been helpful, which was getting a graduate degree in philosophy, and more or less ran out of money and had to go figure out something to go do. And so my first two startups, one was a user experience and product design firm called Post and Beam that we grew for 10 years. That was a non-venture-backed. We grew it organically and ended up with about 5 different offices across the U.S., and then went and did a venture-funded startup called Linea, which is a photo-sharing app. We end up creating a computer vision approach to being able to display your photos in a more beautiful way. So kind of went, in a funny way, sort of Benjamin Buttoned my career, because after doing 2 startups, went to corporate America. And kind of wanted to take a little break from startup life. So prior to founding Stake, spent 5 years working with Fortune 500 CEOs, helping them figure out how do you get to this new customer. There's this profound shift in customer behavior. And so working there with a firm called Teneo, which is a very unique firm that works exclusively with CEOs. So I got to see kind of firsthand the trouble that Fortune 500 companies have with being able to match the change that's happening out in the world with the new customer and millennials coming in. At Teneo, I met Kevin, who's my co-founder. They threw us in an office together at the beginning. And from that, we ended up really sharing quite a bit. We're a little bit flip side of the same coin. He was working with startups, helping them reach enterprise at Teneo. I was working with Fortune 100 CEOs, but both of us were tackling this challenge of, hey, the customer base is changing. And just even one of the big changes that we saw was how many more people are renting and how renting itself has really become a lifestyle. And in some ways, a lifestyle out of necessity. You know, people are moving to cities, rents are higher in cities, they're renting for longer in those cities. And part of that is because of how expensive rent is. So for me, it became something that was very personal in terms of tackling rent. My family was the first family in our, and sort of generationally, to be able to buy a home. Like a lot of people in the US were, they immigrated from England, bought a home here. That was a big deal. You think about, well, that's where wealth came from in the 20th century for a lot of people in the US, was being able to have a home equity and that becoming a big deal. And if people are renting longer and they're postponing buying, there's an impact to that. So for us with Stake, it was, hey, how can we help people save for the things they love, despite the fact that the rent is very high?
I asked Roland to talk about the challenges with the old concepts of home ownership and the big idea for Stake.
Yeah, so Stake, we give what we call return on rent. Return on rent is a way to be able to give renters equity. So 5 to 10% of their rent gets invested for them every month. And that builds equity for them over time. If you're familiar with apps like Acorns, which do a roundup and then invest that money, it's like that, but with your rent. And rent is in cities, could be anywhere from 35 up to 50% of your take-home income is going to rent. So you're playing with a huge amount of money that's there. And as people are spending that amount on rent, and you go and talk to people, they'll say, and this is how we actually came up with the idea of return on rent, was talking to renters, and a number of them would say to us, like, I just wish I got a return for all this money I'm spending here. I know I'm going to be renting for a long time and nothing comes back to me. So where we think that there's renting, there's owning, return on rent becomes a third way that creates a very loyal, dedicated customer base, but by doing that over time. So if you're renting over time and you can reward them over time with return on rent, they're much more loyal to the property. Now, the challenge in this is that we all think about in kind of a binary world, right? It's renting or there's owning. Whereas in many other things in our life, things have become much more blurred, and there's a change that's happening in many other industries, especially from financial technology. And in the rental world, a lot of the kind of way things have been done using brokers, the marketing and acquisition, $100 billion a year in the US gets spent on just that, and it's highly inefficient. So there's this huge pool of money that's available to be able to make it more efficient and bring renters and owners closer together. Renters who want to be able to get that equity, owners who want to reduce vacancies, and start matching that group together by removing that $100 billion inefficiency in between them. And we do that by giving the renters a return.
I asked Roland how Stake incentivizes tenants and landlords to participate on the platform.
We right now, we're in early stage startup. So we're targeting in New York and Brooklyn. So every area is a little bit different. Certainly we have goals to be able to expand beyond that. But in Brooklyn, you have property managers and property owners who spend on brokers. And the broker is getting anywhere from 8 to 15% of first-year rent for the property manager. And they go and find the renter, right, and bring them back. But they're using, it's a very inefficient way they do it. They go and maybe list it on out on different sites, if it's from Craigslist to StreetEZ to Zillow or whatever you might use, but they don't have a dedicated base. They don't have a brand, right? Every broker is kind of just every day they wake up, they try to get a new lead. It's highly inefficient. And if you look at it on the meta scale across the US, there's 17 million vacancies at any given point across the US. So, and a lot of that is, yeah, they're going to come in eventually in, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but 2 weeks of a vacancy is a large percentage, for the whole year. So what we do is we say to that property manager, we have a dedicated group of renters. They want return on rent. Why don't you, fund them, through us, you'll be able to invest the money for them and get a renter in much quicker. And it's very interesting when you talk to them, you usually get a couple seconds to be able to convince them. You don't get a long pitch. It's not like a venture presentation, You get to be able to, they're busy people. They're looking 2 feet in front of them like, hey, can you fill the vacancy or not? And as soon as we say, I have 1,100 renters who are looking right now in Brooklyn, they're like, great, fill my unit. And as long as we can do it and it costs no more to them, they're on board.
I asked Roland to explain how Stake is managing investment dollars for tenants.
Each month, every time you pay your rent, and if you pay it on time, you get the rent match. The rent match, let's just say it's 8% because it matches what the broker fee would have been. So you're getting 8% of your rent matched. We then invest that 8%. And every renter is a little different. So there's a risk tolerance that's there. They get to choose, somebody who's 24 is a different risk tolerance to somebody who's 45. But where it's getting invested is in a real estate ETF. And there's different options for that. But we generally follow the Dow Jones Real Estate Index. Now, why do we follow the Dow Jones Real Estate Index? Because that gives you a similar type of return to owning and following it more on a grand scale. And this is the same way that Acorns, which is has 4 million customers on just a roundup approach, and a similar approach to how a Betterment or a Stash or the other what's called robo advisors work as well. So it's passive savings for the renter, and it's getting invested for them. They don't have to know a lot about investing to get started. It's just they have to be able to indicate their risk tolerance, and then they get going in our app and they can watch those returns come in. Now, they can also access those returns. So if they want to and say they don't want to be able to keep that investment going, they can withdraw it and they can decide, I've decided to save to help pay off my student loans, or I'm saving for, a vacation that's coming up or something like that. They can actually withdraw the money as well. But most of our renters keep that money in because they really like watching it grow and they see it as something that becomes a real nest egg for them.
Given the growth potential on the Stake platform, equity for tenants and long-term rents for landlords, I asked Roland how he expects the business model to shape the lifestyle choices of renters.
Yeah, that's part of what the rental lifestyle is. And it's interesting because you have people who, they know they're going to rent, but they're probably going to move quite a bit. And in places like Brooklyn and New York, you see new construction struggling with this. What they'll do is they'll give incentives. I'll give you 1 month free to be able to move in. But it's actually, you're almost incentivized to be able to move at the end of the year. And what happens, I think, for a lot of property managers and owners is that they're incredible at being able to develop the buildings and manage the buildings, but they're not good at knowing who their best customers are. And so when they reward their customers, even say something to like, say, a gift certificate or whatever at the end of the year, or gift card, here's $500 if you renew, or they do this sort of 1 month free type of approach, any sort of scheme you can come up with to reward, they're not doing it in a targeted way that rewards people who stay. They're rewarding all their customers in the same way. And what the airlines and hotels and hospitality realized is you're always going to have people who come through and are looking for the cheapest price. You want to reward the people who stay with your brand. And what Stake brings to the property owner and manager is a brand that says, this is a group of renters who want to stay and want to be able to stay longer. As long as you keep rewarding them. Now, if somebody leaves in the Stake program at the end of the year, and they can take that as portable within the Stake network. So maybe they move from a one bedroom to a two bedroom, as you mentioned, they had a life event like having kids or their job change, or they want to be closer to work. They can move within the Stake network. What's great about the property owner situation in that is that we know that before they move, much earlier than the property manager, because they're communicating with us in the app much earlier than other renters. And we have renters and we can line up in a queue, sort of giving them here's the group that's ready to move into that same apartment who are Stake renters. So it's all about being able to know earlier and be able to know what somebody's doing earlier and know what's happening in their life and the life events that are coming up earlier. So you can get them to the right unit, but also help the property manager fill that unit quicker if they're moving.
I asked Roland about the experience tenants and landlords can expect while leveraging the Stake platform.
So starting with the fintech side, just the investing side, the Stake app is incredibly simple for a renter to use. So it's not geared to be a full investment portfolio. It's not something that you're going in and getting all the different bells and whistles that you would get if you were using a Betterment or something like this, but it gets you started and shows you what your returns are and gives you access to those dollars. What's interesting behind the scenes for that is that The way that we can work with the custodian is that all of those accounts are individually handled for the renter. We're not pulling that cash together. It's individual for each renter. They are truly building that sort of equity. That equity becomes very significant after the first year, and in many instances is the largest liquid savings account that those renters have. If you think about somebody who's, you know, 24, 25, moving to New York, expenses are incredibly high. Having something that's a passive savings account in the background gives them a tremendous equity. Now, because they have that money that's in there, and this is kind of something we didn't realize was going to happen. It was a kind of happy accident. We had put in some messaging, you know, into the app so people could ask questions about return on rent. And what happened is that people actually asked us questions about their apartment and their neighborhood and where they're moving next. And the open instant message that we have in the app, our renters communicate a lot with us, and we get to know them really well, which was something that was a happy accident for us. It was sort of we put it in there so people could ask questions and just have an open line of communication. And just like anything, when you know, users start doing something, you kind of change watch that and change your approach of it. And we really saw that starting to happen, got really excited, because they really start telling us more. So in that situation, we can help property managers have a closer relationship with their renter. Where normally what happens is once they've got the keys and they've moved in, unless there's an issue like a broken sink or something, they don't hear from the renter. So the next they hear from them is when they've decided to be able to move and not renew their lease. We get a lot more information. So we know, you know, Sue, who's 25 in Brooklyn, is looking at a new job and probably going to move. And we know that 90 to 120 days before the property manager would.
I asked Roland about competition in the space or business models that are focused on equity plus rent.
There's certainly people who are tackling this. We are not alone on this. HomeVest gives you the ability to save as you rent to buy the house that you're in. There are others that do similar types of things. The problem is that in the cities, you know, in New York, it tends to not be a home. And also renters don't always want to own the unit that they're in. There's a big difference between a condo, you know, versus a rental. And a lot of times there's difference in quality. Also, people are planning on moving. So there's a place, I think, for that sort of rent-to-own model. And there's some interesting things happening around blockchain in that world as well. Unfortunately, that's only available to accredited investors, what's called sort of Reg D investors. So it's not available to everybody. But what's interesting for us is that we're giving an ability to make it much more liquid, much more portable, and move through that change in your rental lifestyle. So something that can stay with you for a while. So we see there's a trend in the right direction, and everybody's kind of being like, okay, rent costs a lot. The rent has gone up a whole bunch. People can't save for the things they love. We tend to solve that. Our approach is to be able to solve that by giving people a liquid investment account. Others are trying to be able to make it where you can actually own the property you're in, which is super fascinating as well. We just don't believe that transfers to the urban environment as strongly, which is where the larger demographic movement is.
Stake is primarily focused in New York areas of Manhattan and Brooklyn today. I asked Roland about Stake's plans for expansion.
We believe that there's a whole shift in especially millennial movement. So you look at cities like Nashville, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Portland, and Seattle, all have very similar shifts. If you look at Brooklyn, which is kind of the larger example of that, but they're all following very similar trends. Large amounts of new renters moving in. An inability for property owners and managers to reach and communicate that to that group and keep them longer term, you know, kind of the shift in marketing. So we see a really big opportunity, and we'll be really excited to be able to take on the next city. We're still very early stage. We got a lot to chew on in Brooklyn, but we have plans. Once we pass our kind of seed stage to start looking at another city, and those are just a few of them. But you can start, and every one of them is a little bit different. I don't want to make a one size fits all, but it's a very similar demographic shift. And when millennials start moving in, and developers start putting in new construction to meet that need, there tends to be that larger vacancy is available and an inability to market and connect and keep those renters who are coming in at the same time, which is a big deal, not only for developers, but for the banks and the property managers.
Astake is an early stage startup. I asked Roland about Astake's launch and early adoption.
The 1,100 folks that we have right now are people who are looking for rentals in Brooklyn. And we know exactly, and we have a pipeline of them going for the next 9 months. So they come in and they tell us, hey, I'm moving in May, I'm moving in July. So and then we've connected a group of property managers and owners in Brooklyn. And we kind of call that our sandbox, you know, which is we're learning. We're learning how in that sandbox in Brooklyn, which is in Bushwick, Williamsburg, a couple properties in downtown Brooklyn, where we're starting to connect renters to leases that give them a return. And that's been over the last 45 days. What we see with that is that we get from our renters about a 65% engagement rate. That means that when we communicate with them of, hey, here's apartments that have return on rent, not only do they respond to those, but they engage with us and want to go and see those particular units as well. From the property manager standpoint, they are very excited to be able to give us the like, hey, if you can get somebody in sooner than the broker, I'm happy to be able to give you guys the unit to be able to move on that. I think the next stage for us, and we're starting to get the repeat customers and property managers, is to start moving up to the property owner and start getting the larger portfolio. So not just being able to get the one building with two or three vacancies, but start getting their whole list of vacancies that are coming up, so we can start matching renters that are moving in July to property owners who know they're going to have a vacancy in July because they have leases that are going to be up then. The earlier we are, the better we can do to be able to make sure that we fill those units for the property managers.
Starting a marketplace business is hard. For one thing, you have two sets of customers, tenants and landlords. And without a quality list of tenants, cannot convince the landlords to get on board. I asked Roland to speak to the development of Astake's marketplace.
The biggest challenge, right, is what is the right number of renters who are looking to how many units that you want to have at one given time. The good news today, if you look at something like any of the marketplaces that are out there today, they are highly untargeted. So there is no reason to be loyal or engage with scrolling lists of many, 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 many apartments. And in areas like New York, a lot of those are bait and switch. A lot of them are situations that create a really bad experience for the renter. And what we do, because we do what we call drops, so kind of think of the fashion world where they do a drop of here's the new sneakers that are coming out or what have you. We do drops of apartments. So apartments, here's five listings that have great return on rent for you in Bushwick. And because we don't list everything, we only list the things that have return on rent, we create a huge amount of demand from the renters. We can get a lot of eyeballs very quickly and people in to be able to look at those units very quickly. We also get a lot of information that we can give back to the property manager so they can track the progress. Hey, everybody came in. They really love the unit. They love, the roof deck, but they really felt the bedrooms were too small or whatever it might be. We get really rich information coming back for the property manager. I wouldn't say we have a perfect ratio yet. Being 8 months in, that's the big thing that we're focusing on. But because we have an engaged renter base, we have a much better chance of proving what the ratio is of renters to units than a street EC, which is completely unmanaged. It's a large scrolling list that doesn't create a perfect experience for the renter. And we think we create a much more curated approach for them, and it really solved the problem they're looking for, which is getting a return on their rent.
I asked Roland to break down Astake's business model and explain how Astake makes money.
The big question for us, so we charge what's called a platform fee on the annual rent. It's usually about 2% of annual rent. We had a question yesterday from a potential enterprise client. We're not going to enterprise today. We target property managers that have between 40 and 300 units in Brooklyn. So we don't have, an enterprise pricing yet. So if somebody's like, hey, if I give you 2,000 units, I don't want to pay, that's a high price. But for the property manager who's at 40 to 400 units in that sort of range, we're charging at 2%. It's inclusive of what they would have paid with the broker. So in this situation, say they're paying a broker 8%, 2% would go to us, 6% goes to the renter. In a lot of situations, the property manager is willing to start adding more to the rent match for the renter because they'll say, look, we're offering unique incentives right now for somebody to move. We just built this building. We've got a lot of vacancies. Let's get them in. And we can do that a lot faster. But our model is directly to the property manager, and we give them a lot more tools than they have today to track what's happening with their vacancies, control their vacancies, and get to the renter before the broker does, and really get that pre-market listing. And that pre-market listing is crucial for them.
I asked Roland what success looks like for Stake over the next 12 months.
Wow. You know, we've been at this 9 months now, 10 months. I guess we started in May last year. So, you know, sometimes the weeks can seem like months and months like years. So even looking a year out can be, you know, it's a long way off. We would see what we'd see as a big success is being able to connect renters to properties with a return on rent where we're getting, let's call it, in Williamsburg, as an example, there's 5,000 active rentals in the core of Williamsburg. Now, if you go further, it's bigger. We would love to be at a point where we're doing 500 rentals in the core of Williamsburg. That would represent 10% of one of the most highly sought after neighborhoods in the U.S. And reaching renters at that level. Why that 10% such an important number is that's generally what you look at when you talk about a loyalty platform for Starwood Preferred Guest or these sorts of things. You want to get 10% of the renters who want to stay longer, who are looking to be loyal to a brand. So I'd be really happy if we were able to reach that number. I'd be really happy if we're able to expand that to three or four other neighborhoods, Bushwick, Ridgewood, Greenpoint, these areas that have very similar dynamics to Williamsburg. A millennial younger population moving into areas with lots of change and lots of new construction, but not a lot of ways to be able to connect renter to property.
As the demographics of renters change, and as density continues to move towards the urban core, I asked Roland about the opportunity for Stake and the kind of services that the market will demand.
I think that the shift right now is, and we hope to start tackling this even within the next year. If you look at rental payments, $520 billion, I think actually $540 billion last year were paid in rent. And barely 20% of that was digitized or owned by the property manager or owner. We think that once you're able to connect a loyalty platform to payments, so people have a reason to pay through you, there's a number of different things you're able to do. Instead of waiting to the end of the year for the renewal to come up, you can start giving incentives for people to renew 2 months in, 3 months in. You start getting the sense of qualification of that renter, a big problem, right? That right now the qualification happens at the end of the process instead of earlier on. Is this person qualified to rent this place based on if it's 40X or 60X or whatever your qualification numbers are? But more importantly, even beyond that, is the, you know, for real estate, is you start getting into, outside of just building and managing buildings, is you're creating a way to engage with renters and create lifetime value with them. And there's a lot of different services that start getting tacked on to that. We believe that a lot of the reasons why some solutions in the rental world don't get adopted is because there's not a reason for the renter to care. And once you have a financial solution that really hits that pain point, there's a lot of things you can start layering onto that. If it be helping to manage short-term rentals, or if it's going to helping just manage building services, and becomes a real platform for those things to go on. But right now, we're really focused on getting people connected. We want to be able to get payments in place. We'd love to be able to help the property manager qualify renters earlier on in the process. So our main goal is to be able to reduce those vacancies for property managers.
Great to connect with Roland Hobbs of Stake today. I love how Stake simply explains how it works on their website. You move in, find a new home with Stake that you won't find anywhere else, sign your lease, and then you just pay your rent every month. Stake matches and invests up to 10% of your rent, putting that money to work by investing in a real estate index fund. Your security deposit is invested too. You get a return, your rent match and the profit it earns are yours. Watch your returns grow each month and use it when you need it. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Roland in his pursuit to create equity for residential tenants. You can find out more about Roland and Stake in the show notes. please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators,